Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Simaya. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I'm calling about there's something taken out of my checking account that was ordered from you guys, and I never ordered anything. I think it's a scam.
Of course, ma'am. Willing to definitely assist. When I first pull up your information on the account, can I have your name and can I have your zip code?
56048.
56048?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
My name is Caroline Mulcahy. Mulcahy.
Thank you. What's your address?
106 East North Street, apartment 112 in Janesville, Minnesota.
Okay, and thank you, ma'am. So, yes, I have located your information. And do you remember on today, ma'am, entered into a survey to receive a mixer?
Yeah, that's the deal. I didn't realize it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So regarding the information for that mixer, miss, it states it was for a survey entry, but along with the survey entry, it's for a fitness trainer app. It's an app that you download to eat healthy and give you tips, but it's a recurring billing each month for $59.89. But I can give you a discount and say $20 off.
I don't want it charged at all because the advertisement says you get that mixer for $2. And all you do is pay shipping, you answer the survey. And that's how they got me. It was supposed to be $2 out of my checking account, not $59.89. So there was a lot of lying about it. So I want the whole thing canceled, and I want my money back. I got to pay my rent with it.
Yeah, and then, of course, ma'am, we can go ahead and cancel the account now.
I thought it was only $2. That's false advertising. No. I want all my money back. I don't want that magazine, or I don't want the mixer. I don't want nothing. It's a scam.
Of course, ma'am, we're going to go ahead and reverse back the transaction. And you will receive it in 3 to 5 business days.
No, I just want my money back.
The cancellation refund has in place. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.